Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we looked at how we need to let God deal with people who mistreat or offend us for our standing in agreement with God and His Word. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You're a saved person. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. See, that stand may lead you to be taken from a standard that you've been upheld. Now all of a sudden people are down on you and all that, but you're standing to the Word of God. Rejoice in that. One day you'll be well rewarded. But those people that go along with those things, guess what in 1 Corinthians 10? And 11. Some of them, they thought they had liberty to drink. They had extramarital affairs. They had divisions among themselves. They were arguing against one another. There's a murmuring and all the other things that were going on. God took some of them home early, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Some were sick, very sick. And God can scourge you. He can chasten you. If your behavior, instead of becoming holiness, instead of your behavior being that which becometh holiness, is that which gives place to the devil in the local church as well as in your home. And so, it is important, because whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it is of God. And to disobey it, God, here in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10:11, gives us some examples that show how of utmost importance this is, because a lot of people died that wanted to be relevant to the world. Therefore, be admonished. God stands by His Word. That is, the Word of God, the Bible. By His Word, you go by it. It's for your own good, and it's for God's glory. He has actually given us a way through the Word, that if we'll walk according to the Word, we'll have the standards of the Word, we'll walk in righteousness and true holiness according to the Word, then our only attacks is going to come from the devil and his people, and our blessing and rejoicing will come from God. And what God gives seems to have an eternal ring to it, doesn't it? A ring to it, a real eternal thing in laying up rewards. While those Christians that get away are ashamed at His appearing, and they've lost reward, saved so as by fire. But I hope you see God wants to use you. It's not that He wants to admonish people. He doesn't want us really trying to admonish people, only when those sins, and it calls for that. And so, God, when He does have admonition for certain things, is to bring those who are heretically trying to disrupt the outreach of the local church as it reaches out through missions, witnessing, and directing God's people to walk in righteousness and true holiness. And if one continues in these sins of gossip and scorning and talking to others against individuals within God's house and the doctrines and the biblical standards of the church, we're told they are to be rejected. As it states here very clearly for us. a heretic after the first, second admonition? Reject. That is to put them out of the church, but not till you have tried to restore him or her to the way of righteousness. And by the way, don't search the internet to find whatever dirt you can on someone. That's the opposite of godly character. That's the opposite of Christ-likeness. You see, the responsibility we each have is to edify one another and encourage one another to walk in love and good works, as Hebrews 10:24 says, to provoke one another unto love and good works. Notice that verse 11 that we just read here in 1 Corinthians 10 says about him, knowing that he that is such, that is, he that is a heretic. Now look at in our text in chapter 3. That's where it is. Okay. So we've looked here at verse 10, the heretic. Verse 11, knowing he that is such is subverted. Now, when God says you're subverted, my friend, you're subverted. And if you're that way, you're against the standards, you're trying to bring all this world into the church, you are subverted, is what God is saying about you. And they say, Pastor, sounds like you're saying it. Yeah, I'm saying his words to you. And you better heed his word. It says, you're subverted. And notice what it says, and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Well, how can you be condemned of yourself? Well, you're condemned of yourself when you're doing the works. You've been told it's wrong by the word of God, and you continue to do it. You're sinning, and thereby you're condemning yourself. And so the scripture's clear on that. Don't feel good because some people that are not right with God encourage you and say, oh, man, I am glad you said that. Well, I'm glad you did that. Because the only thing that does is cause division among the people of God. Now, what is so? What is it these heretics are? Well, God said it. Subverted. Sinneth. Did you realize that ETH on back of sinneth is showing a continuing state, even as a Christian? This can happen to Christians. Therefore, you have condemned yourself. A man who continues after a first and second admonition is not only a heretic, but he's subverted. Obviously, this one who would do away with the standards, attack the doctrines, seek to implement the world, are perverted. Their doctrines are perverted. Doctrines like Calvinism, the liberty to lasciviousness, with words such as grace and liberty. Look, those are words of man's pride and his arrogance. It's the same when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ. If he is saved, or she is saved, whichever the case may be. And by the way, that's going to happen. On our part, we must remember that these first words in verse 11, knowing means you are believing God and acting on this whole counsel that he gives. Acting on the counsel of God, his guidance, living life, and seeking his direction that you know that's laid out here in this word of Titus. This type is a heretic, he's subverted, and he needs to be rejected, not giving that person a platform. Therefore, knowing that you are taking God at his word, this man or woman is therefore one that you need to pray for because they are a heretic. Pray for their repentance. Now, because they've done some bad things and it affected you and hurt you, pray for their repentance. Don't pray it in a way that you're saying it in a mean way, as if you didn't mean it. You're just saying, well, Lord, I'm going to say that they might repent because I'm supposed to. No, you do it because you really want to repent. Verse 12 shows us that God is aware of this situation, and he is going to act and provide for these problems and problem people to be dealt with in the biblical way. Now, that takes us to verse 12. When I shall send Artemas unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Now, this goes into a personal thing, but remember, each of these words are breathed out by the Holy Spirit that Paul's writing here. Now, it sounds like, well, this is just Paul writing his own personal things. Well, it pertains to him personally, but it's from God. So, he says, when I call, I'm going to send Artemas, or it might be Tychicus, one of the two. So, it's not decided yet. So, it hasn't said who's going to come. But, when they do come, it'll be the one God wanted to come, that God wanted him to send. Now, sometimes a pastor, I'll see somebody, I said, man, they can do that job very well. And there might be some other person that does the job, but look at the situation, what the situation calls for, then you pray about it and send the person that is best fit to do that job. Well, you do, that's God does that. He's prepared these men, and so he's letting Paul know that maybe one or the other, but whoever Paul sends, Titus, is to receive them. Because that is God's choice. So I believe here that the Holy Spirit gave these words to Paul to write for a reason. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, we see the importance of his ministry there. For there he says, I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother. But taking leave of them, I went down from thence into Macedonia.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.